CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you.
248-545-SOUL.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian. And together, we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. My website, jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. And I've got a ton of tools there to help you grow. So check it out, sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you a free subscription to the online version of my InnerSpeak cards that I use every time I'm on the show to do clearings with so you can do your own clearings. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 18 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at my website, intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me, or you can take advantage of Jean and our special. It's a half hour. Neither one of us do half hours. We do for our Sky listeners. So if you want to take advantage of that throughout the show, we'll be giving you information, but you can go to our websites and at the end of the show, I'll give you a 1-800 number to call. So I thought we'd talk about spring. Looks like the phones are already starting. So Woo! You have some questions and you want to, get some guidance and, some clearing. Call us now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is you're wanting, so that we can be clear in assisting you and Jean can assist you with the healing aspect. It always is better if you're on the phone because it allows us to connect in and ask you any questions that we may have as we're going through this. But, we certainly do it through, instant feedback as well. All right. Well, I know that you're saying that spring has already sprung where you are, Jean.
Yeah, and you know, you're more into the astrological aspects. You know more about it than I do. But, you know, isn't the cosmic just completely in alignment for us to really step into spring right now?
It is. There were a bunch of planets in, and the new moon. The new moon is the big one, which is on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in Aries, and there's four other planets, I believe, in Aries. And so it's really allowing us to make some big steps forward, which is pretty powerful. I think Mars, Venus, the sun and the moon, and I think possibly Jupiter, but I can't remember what the other one is. But yeah, so we're definitely in alignment. Oh no, maybe it's Saturn. Anyway, we're definitely in alignment for moving forward and really, really stepping into something. And so between today and Wednesday, I would really start thinking about, you know, things that you're wanting, like new things that you're maybe wanting to manifest in your life, or new growth opportunities or ways to move forward, and see if that can assist you to make some new beginnings.
Absolutely. You know, and the one thing that I always like to tell people is that, you know, these couple of days before the new moon, especially one that's this powerful, I mean, this is the only shot we're going to get at this year, I think, have so much this powerful on a new moon. This is the perfect time to actually not only think about it, but write it down. You know, every month on the balsamic moon, which is the couple of days before the new moon, I write my goals for that moon cycle, you know, for what I want to do just for that month. I try to hone it in and, you know, just it's sort of like bring it closer to me. And I would just suggest that to all the listeners, because I think that that's, you know, that will help you by writing it down. You actually really focus in on it and put a lot of energy behind it. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Although I'm a little bit different when it comes to, you know, thinking of goals and outside stuff. I'd much prefer if people were to, looks like like we're going crazy here today.
oh boy.
I would much prefer.
You guys missed me, didn't you?
That's it. I prefer people to look at their core essence, the inner stuff, and focus on that. Because if you can bring joy into your life, then everything else will come into alignment.
Oh, absolutely.
Let the universe sort of take the driver's seat, and instead of us trying to control and manipulate things by our to-do lists and our things that we sort of set. But, I mean, that's just the differences that I have been kind of finding out my own. So,
oh, you know, I agree with you completely. And you know, when I do my own, I do it from a feeling place. You know, instead of writing down so much the specifics, I write, you know, how I would like to feel about things. So joy and peace and love are all usually part of my my focus list.
Perfect.
For the month. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I guess we should start before everybody starts. Before we have a list that's so long, we'll never be able to get through it.
Right, exactly.
Let's start with Donna from California, who has probably no problem with spring right now.
Yeah.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I had a question. I wanted to know if a male was going to be coming into my life soon, like a companion, marriage, boyfriend. I haven't been in a relationship for about 6 years.
Okay. Okay. Then I wouldn't, you know, maybe focus so much on the marriage aspect of it.
Okay.
That might be pushing it just a tad.
I've never been married, so I wanted to know if, you know, if that was going to happen in this lifetime, if I would, you know, have a marriage. I'm 59, so, you know, kids are out of the question, but a marriage might be nice.
Yeah, I don't. That would be a problem. I think, okay, so what I'm picking up, Donna, is there's some very big lessons that you're learning around relationships, and that's really the core of what you've been sort of here to sort of focus on. So relationships are your karmic connection in this life, and it doesn't just mean romantic relationship. It means all relationships. So work relationships, friend relationships, family relationships. And more importantly than all of them is your relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
And I would say that that's where you need to start to focus first, is really, really bringing in and finding that love that you're looking outside for in yourself. So bringing it into your heart. And I know you've been in relationships, so think of the best relationship you've ever been in, or parts of all the relationships, the best parts of all the relationships, and bring that energy into yourself. When we think of the law of attraction works because it's like attracts like. So if you're coming from that place of, you know, self-love, if you're coming from that place of pure love within yourself and appreciating everything around you and appreciating your life. So I'm feeling like there's a lot of things that are going on in your life right now, not just the relationship, but a lot of different things that are keeping you kind of feeling stuck and feeling very alone, which is why you're wanting to have a relationship. And it's not that that's a bad thing. It's just that if you have that energy to go into a relationship, it's not going to be a relationship that is the relationship you're looking for. It's not going to have the love and support that you're wanting. So there's some things that I would recommend, which is, you know, focus on, you know, finding appreciation within your life. Focus on shifting that energy so that you're not stuck in some of the fears and holding on to some of those fears. There's possibly somebody from your past that you've been holding on to that maybe has hurt you a lot. And so I'm going to say, you know, forgive all of them. Go back, and not just the romantic relationships. Go back to your family. Go back to your friends. I feel that there's been a lot of betrayal and pain around relationships with you. So just forgive them. Forgive yourself. Learn how to find a way to really nurture Donna And I don't know what that means. It may mean going for a walk every evening on the beach or during the day, or it, I don't know what it means, but find something that will, you know, purely push you in a place of bliss and making you feel just really wonderful. And then get yourself out there again, by making yourself available to people instead of, I feel you're very alone. So open yourself up, find some places to, you know, to appreciate yourself, do some things so that it really honors and nurtures yourself. And then let's see what happens. But there's no reason why you couldn't get married. It just, you need to reshift some of your energy and focus because it's really stuck on some of this fear from the past. Okay?
Yes, I've been doing a lot of work. I've been reading a lot on the Course in Miracles and walking every day barefoot in the water at the beach. And
nice.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of nurturing and, yeah, self-love. And, yeah, so, that, yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm going to keep up with that, definitely.
Perfect. Jean, what would you?
Yeah, well, you know, so Donna, what do you know about the circumstances around your birth and what was going on with your parents at the time you were born?
Well, they were always fighting. You know, they had eight kids. I was the third, and I came out very quickly, but I was the third child, and we're all 1 year apart.
Yeah, but so you didn't get a lot of love, did you? You didn't get a lot of the nurturing.
No, I didn't at all. Not at all. Throughout my whole life, I didn't. I kind of, my young siblings came 10 years after me, and I put all my energies into taking care of them.
Uh-huh.
And that's how
there
I got my love through the children.
Yeah, so when I started pulling InterSpeak cards, it said that this went back to your birth, and it said that you came into a no-love marriage and your heart was broken.
Absolutely.
So this is part of the reason why you have not chosen marriage in this lifetime was because, you know, your paradigm of relationship around marriage just wasn't a healthy one.
No. And then my parents divorced, and I saw the heartbreak that my mother had, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so the next card that I pulled was a soul reaction card, and it said that what this did to your soul was it created for you shame and humiliation and the stuck belief, I am broken. So what I want you to do, let's go back and find little baby Donna. She's about, 4 months old. And I want you to connect heart to heart with her. And I want you to ask her, little baby Donna, what can I do to help you right now? And tell me what she says.
She said to be myself, love myself unconditionally, and just go from moment to moment and be happy with myself. I mean, and forgive everybody.
Yeah. So you're carrying a lot of old, stuck emotional debris inside your body and out in your field, and it acts like big magnets, and it just attracts to you people, places, and situations that made you feel like you felt when you were a kid, enough love, And so what I want you to do, all this stuff looks like mirrors. So close your eyes and look inside your body and look out in your field. And find all those mirrors and just ask the angels to just take them out of your body and out of your field. So you stop attracting this stuff to you, please. Just breathe them away. And now what I want you to do next, let's do one more mirror thing. I want you to close your eyes and pretend like you're looking at yourself in a mirror. But the image that you see there is someone who thinks she's broken, who can't manifest a happy relationship because she doesn't know how. And I want you then to take a rock and shatter that mirror. And when you do, right behind it is going to be another mirror, and you'll be able to see who you really are. So the beautiful being of light that is Donna is who's left after you shatter that image that you've carried this entire lifetime. And you receive blessings from the angels for doing this work, Donna. The first blessing you receive is a healing, absolute healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing you receive today is a centeredness and calmness that will enable you to see your purpose and your goal for this lifetime and go for it. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment, please, and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides for helping you to get unstuck and move into your passion and doing what you came here to do in this lifetime. And we thank you for calling, and I hope this helps.
Yes, very much. Thank you very much.
All right.
Time to go to break.
All right. It sure is. Boy, that flew by, didn't it? And so this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Laurie. And when we come back, we're going to do more readings and clearings. We're also going to talk about springtime, but we would love to take your call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Laurie on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Laurie Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Laurie is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's NewsSkyRadio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Change.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Laura Houston. Today, Jean Adrian and I are talking about spring and new beginnings. We're ready to assist you with readings and clearings, so you can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Jean and I offer a special. Some of you like to call in a lot. You might want to take advantage of our private special. It's only a half hour, and we're able to go into more depth and detail than we can on the show. So if there's some things that maybe are just holding on that you really would like to get out for good, why don't you take advantage of our half hour special? It's only $75, and it's only available for Sky listeners. Throughout the show, we'll give more information. Okay, so let's bring on, speaking of people who call a lot, Pat, how are you?
Hi. You know what? Last time, I didn't get the number, so I'm glad you brought it up again, because I would like to do a bigger reading with the two of you.
Good. Cool.
Yeah, so I guess if I don't get the number, can I email one of you to?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. I'm going to cry, too, because part of me doesn't believe. I feel so good after I talk to the two of you. But then I get back to my old self, so part of me wonders, am I getting better at all? But that's not my question. I've got two things. I think maybe I'm making progress, although I'm probably in the worst place I've been in a long time. Two things that are coming up. I think they're pretty deep. One is the anger.
Yeah.
It's very abusive. You know, I'm not saying I'm being abusive, but I'm seeing, oh my goodness, you know, probably the real truth of my anger. The other thing that I do all the time, and I've just seen it this weekend, is that almost every morning, something will trigger me. I'll get a thought. I'll panic. I'll want to call someone. There's no one to call. I just have such a desire or a need to call and just check in because the anxiety is so great. Okay. And then I get angry, you know, because I'm alone. And probably I, you know, feel sorry for myself. These two things are big. And I think, you know, probably I've sat on the anger my whole life, and I'm exhausted. You know, I mean, I've denied it. I don't think I've ever seen it, and I don't even know. I don't know what's true.
Right.
And hopefully this is all good, and the therapy is helping me get here, but
good.
It's tough right now.
Well, yeah, you're kind of going through, you know, your dark night of the soul, which, you know, we all have to go through in certain times and sometimes more than and once, because we think we've gotten to the bottom of it. Sometimes, you know, deep emotions come up so that we can look at them and we can examine where they came from and we can allow ourselves to understand, you know, just how incredibly powerful we are, that we were able to create some of these intense emotions that are completely unreal, not based on anything. It's all part of this incredible illusion that we have, that we've sort of created everyone around us to sort of play into. So how incredible must we be that we can recreate this pain so that we can really finally get to that place where we say, enough. I don't want to play this game anymore. I don't want to be in this game anymore. I want to see the illusions as they are. I want to understand that, you know, anger is one emotion, and then underneath the anger is the anxiety and the feeling of, you know, that terrible abandonedness, the, you know, that deep feeling of grief and feeling so alone that I feel with you. But the anger sort of helps you not see that. Yet we have to really get into and really allow the power of those deeper emotions to come back to us. So not the power of the pain, but the power that's in those emotions that are stored within you. But when we just push them away and we don't acknowledge them and we deny them for so long, there's so much power that's pushed down into our subconscious that we aren't able to access it. So what you've been holding on to is now starting to come to the surface, and the more help you're getting, like getting, having the counselor with you and, you know, coming onto our show and discussing the things with the show, the more help you're getting in that way, the more it's allowing you to actually feel how intense these emotions have been that you've been totally oblivious of.
Yeah.
So in some ways, this is absolutely perfect. Your divine self is just allowing you to see how much power you've put into this story that you've created your whole life.
You know what? And it's sickening.
Yeah, but now's your opportunity to say, okay, I want to reclaim that power.
Yeah.
I can bring
yeah.
that power back into myself as pure love, which is what it always has been. It's just
and
that we've...
that's the other problem with me is to reclaim. What does that mean? Because I've been nothing but this probably from age 4 or 5 on, so I have no memory, no wisdom, no learning.
Oh, yes, you do. It's just that you've decided that this reality that you see and everything around you is real. And you've given all your power to this creation that you've created. And so reclaiming the power is reclaiming that beautiful essence that is you, that has so much strength, that's created all of this problem for you to get to this place that you can say enough and let me reclaim this power that I have used to make this story. And there's different ways to do it. When you get a private session with us, I'll give you more information, but you really need to step out of this particular story that you've been playing, but you're doing it. It's just it. There are days that you're going to feel like this, but this is a good place because this is very authentic because there's no more of the anger there that's right now. Right now, the anger is not there. Right now, you're really into the authentic loneliness that you're feeling. So that's a good thing, and things will move from that. So, Jean, how are you for time-wise? I know we're
you
kind
know,
of...
I would like, if you can stay on the line, sweetie,
sure.
I don't want to rush this.
Thank
because,
you.
Laura, you said that so beautifully. And, you know, and really what I'm feeling today is just fear. I think that is the emotion that's underlying the anger. It's underlying the aloneness and underlying the sadness. And I would like to be able to take time to actually address that when we come back from break. So if that's okay,
yeah,
I'll take us
you.
To break, and we'll come back to you as soon as the break is over. And this you're listening to Jean Adrian and Laura Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free subscription to the online version of the Inner Speak cards. And you can find Lori at intuitivesoul.com. Now, after the break, we'll bring you more messages and clearings. So call in now if you'd like one. The number's 248-545-7685. But for now, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. This is Jean and Lori, Voices of Soul, the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
One, two, hope I can not know more than I'm CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family. The more I see,
the less I know. But call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul, a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at her website, jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Jean is usually with us every second and fourth Monday of the month, and so her next show will be on the 22nd of April. And I know you guys love her because the phones are going crazy and we've got lots of instant feedbacks. So keep it coming. We'll try and get as many people as possible. If you do want to have a private session with us, I'll give you the number now and I'll give it again at next break. But the phone number is 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. And that's to take advantage of our half-hour special. Or you can email either one of us at our websites. All right, so let's bring Pat on, and Jean can discuss this with her.
Yeah, so you
got Pat? Thanks for the number. Adrian, if you have 1 second to answer this question as well at the end, is this abusive, horrible anger mine, or did I learn it? You don't need to answer that now, but if you have a moment.
Okay. Sure. Thanks. It's interesting, you know, when I laid out the Inner Speak cards for this while you were talking to Lori, you know, it's just another story. You know, like Lori was talking about how you've created the story of the anger. So the story is playing out as a parallel life. We're multidimensional beings, and so you could look at this story as it's an aspect of yourself in another dimension who's going through stuff. And what this piece of Pat is going through is denied infidelity. Her partner's cheating on her and lying about it, and she's being punished for his misdeeds. What this has done to her soul, and where you connect into this, is that her ability to be in relationship has been disrupted because she knows he's cheating on her, but there's nothing she seems to be able to do about it. And so your soul connection to this is relationship disruption. It's your primarily, and at the baseline, it's your relationship with yourself that's been disrupted. And then it grows into your relationship to the outer world, to family, to friends, to intimate relationships, and then to people that you meet on the street that piss you off. You know, so Her stuck belief is, I'm not taken seriously. And that's a lot of the root of your anger, is you don't feel like the real world takes you seriously. It is a learned behavior. I will answer that. You know, it's a learned behavior. I think that I'm hearing that, you know, the catalyst on this was your mother at a very early age, in this lifetime. But it was a soul lesson, of trust, a life lesson of trust, that you came into this lifetime to manage and to master. So let's heal this, Pat. I want you to call in an angel and ask this angel to help you. And the angel is Micah. Micah is the angel of your divine plan. So let's go back to ground zero. Ask Micah to take you back to the beginning of the plan that you created for yourself for this incarnation. Ask Micah to help you to remember why you're here and what your plan is. And then what I want you to do is I want you to just reach out to this other aspect of yourself and help her to forgive. She needs to forgive her partner for cheating on her and lying about it. And she needs to forgive herself for blaming herself for this abuse. And as you're doing that, you can also forgive yourself for, you know, all the story from this lifetime, and just lay it down. And then I want you to ask this aspect of yourself to let go of all of her anger. All of her anger at not being taken seriously. All of her anger at being cheated on, being made to feel less than, not being appreciated. Just help her to let go of her anger. And as she does, let yours go too. Wow, beautiful. And so, the blessings that you receive for doing this work, Pat, the first one is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. Taking it back, just like Lori said. And the second blessing is opening to miracles. Just allow this to process and see what happens, you know, and then give us a call.
Okay.
We'll sit down with you. It's gratitude that owns us, so be sure to take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And we are very grateful to you for helping all of us to learn what's important and what's not.
Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And I guess it's time for me to take us to another break, isn't it?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
Nope,
oh,
we're good.
No. What am I looking at? Thinking here.
Yeah, it's okay. We're gonna take Jill's instant feedback right
okay.
now.
Okay. Sorry about okay. that.
That's okay. Jill thinks she's close to finding a genuine person within her life leading into marriage. Again, let's hold the marriage thought off first, because as soon as you put that thought in there, then you're looking for the one, and there's so much energy and so much there's too much blocking someone when they think that even though they're not in a relationship yet, that it's the one, and it's going to lead to marriage, and this is the life partner, and this is how you do it.
When you show up for your first date with a wedding dress on, you scare the guy off.
We really got to take it one step at a time. And I know that we as women tend to want to see everything really focused, and, you know, and most of our energy is around relationships, where men is around the outside world. Ours is really the inner world of relationships. And that's where we put a lot of focus. So we put a lot of thought, and actually all of our thought tends to go into that category, which I find fascinating. But it really is part of our whole genetics. And I did a great show with Thomas Campbell. Actually, I've done a couple shows with Thomas Campbell about the genetics of relationships and understanding that. If you want to know a little bit more about that, check out his shows. Okay, but Jill, so let's take the marriage part out. Let's just find you a genuine, authentic person that, you know, loves you and appreciates you for who you are. And again, as I mentioned with the first caller that called in about a relationship, you know, that that has to start with you first. So it really, really, really has to start with you feeling that love and nurturing of yourself only. Now, it says here that you're feeling very empowered inside and out. But then you ask a whole bunch of other questions. So it really has more to do with, you know, things will happen. Don't try and make them happen. Don't try to control or limit or manipulate a situation to fall into some sort of category that you feel has to happen for you to know that this is the one, for you to know that. Just let all of that go. Okay. If you're, you know, spending a lot of time alone, you know, you either need to get yourself out there, or you need to go on, you know, to some of the online dating scenes to find someone, but, you know, let go of how and when and where. Let all that go, because your inner being, your, you know, the universe, your soul, it will create as it's meant to create. It's really right now. A lot of the things I hear that you're saying, you're feeling really empowered, but I still see some of the energy around fear and feeling really bound and stuck. So I'm not sure where this is coming from. And maybe this is not coming from your openness to a relationship. It may be coming from another place in your life, but there is definitely a place in your life where you're feeling very restricted and feeling like your fears are, you know, manifesting, and you're feeling very alone. This is an opportunity for you right now to sort of shift all of that and to spring into some new beginnings yourself. So I would use this this new moon that's coming on Wednesday. So between now and Wednesday, just really get into that essence of what you're wanting to attract, not who, but the qualities that you're wanting to attract. And then I want you to really focus on offering yourself the same types of qualities. So if you're looking for unconditional love, then unconditionally love yourself. If you're looking for trust, then learn to trust yourself. And there's some forgiveness in there that you want to do. There's, you know, there's so many different things. Relationships are, again, one of those areas that we get kind of stuck with when we're women. So, Jean, what are you picking up?
Okay, so this is an ancestral block. It's your father's mother. It's where you've inherited a block around relationships and around receiving love. And she was overwhelmed by an authority figure. I'm guessing that was her husband. She was in a no-love marriage, and he cheated on her. So your foundational relationship stuff from your dad's side of the family, you know, isn't really healthy. What this did for her was it caused her to shut down inflow. So money, love, and creativity got shut down at your grandmother's level, and that's where you connect with her. So for you, it may be money, but I'm guessing that, you know, the blocks on love for you, sweetie, is love and creativity. It's the second chakra stuff. Her belief was that she was broken, that it was all her fault. I want you to find her energy. She's with you a lot, and I want you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive her husband. She needs to forgive her father. There's a lot of male, you know, male domination, authority figure stuff. And then she needs to forgive herself for blaming herself. Okay? And so then I want you to let her let go of all of her anger and all of her fear about all this. Just let all of this energy come flying off of her like the sparks on a sparkler on the 4th of July. And then what I want you to do is I want you to create her a bottle, a vehicle, a Merkaba. Make it a pretty bottle and just invite her to step into the bottle and put a cork in it and send it to the light, because you don't need to be carrying her stuff anymore. Whether she's living or not doesn't matter. You're carrying her stuff in your DNA, and we want all that stuff in that bottle and out of here. And then the blessings you receive from this, the first one is release from overwhelm. And the second one is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence, so that you can manifest exactly what you want in your life. Relationship, friendship, love, marriage, whatever it is, you know, you can create it. And it's gratitude that owns it, so just take a moment and give thanks. And it is time for us to take our final break for today. And if you like the work that Lori and I are doing and you want more in-depth work, you can visit me on my website, jeanadrian.com. You can visit Lori on her website, intuitivesoul.com. Or you can take advantage of our two tag team $75 30-minute special. And Lori will give you the number for that when we come back from break. So this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS, and we'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Can you get me?
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. We've been sort of talking about spring. We got lots of people that had called in, and so we've been sort of sidetracked on assisting and offering some guidance. Jean will be back with us on April 22nd, so if you didn't get your questions answered, give us a call back then. To give you the phone number again for the special, it's again just for Sky listeners, so do mention that you're with, that you listen to the show here on Sky, and it's a 30-minute session with both of us, so we give you much more in-depth personal information, and it's only $75. The number you can call, or you can reach us from our websites, intuitivesoul.com or jeanadrian.com. You can go there to there and contact us through there, and we'll take advantage as well. Or you can give us a call at 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. All right. We have an instant feedback from Eva. Okay, so Eva's feeling stressed out about not having a job, and there's a huge amount of pressure in her head that's very distracting when she's trying to function daily, and she wonders if there's any opportunities coming for her in the spring. Okay. I actually get a lot of really good information for you here, Eva. The thing is that there's something around you that is holding a lot of disappointment, and it's very heart related. So it's disappointment in love, or it's disappointment in your past experiences with jobs. It's kind of disappointment in life right now, which is what I'm kind of feeling. There's more than just your job. It's more than just, it's like there's people, and there's a whole bunch of things that are sort of bringing it all together. The one thing about, you know, with the job, you want to make sure, I know that it feels really tight, and so therefore you're very distracted. It is definitely what's causing you stress in your head, that's bringing this pressure into you, and you need to find a way to sort of release that pressure. I do see some really positive things happening to you. You just need to let go of this disappointment that you're holding on to, this heart pain. I do see actually a connection, and it could either be a job. There's definitely a job coming because I see money coming, but I also see a relationship, and it may be just that the job you take has a really great feel to it, that you feel very close to the person that you're going to be working with, and which is always a good thing. Relationships are often a lot of times what happens when, you know, we leave a job a lot of times because of relationships with our coworkers and our bosses and stuff. So I just want you to be aware of that as you're focusing on bringing in a new job. But I do actually see a lot of very positive things. Have patience, have faith. Everything is going to fall into place. I do see something happening. I'm going to say if it doesn't happen by late spring, it will definitely happen by early summer. There is definitely something around. You just need to let go of this disappointment. Jean?
Yeah. Wow, Eva, you are you're a little medium, actually, and this pressure in your head is coming from a soul that's trying to get your attention. This is a female. She was a female before she crossed over. I'm not sure if this is a relative or somebody you knew, or maybe just somebody that realizes that you can communicate with people on the other side of the veil, and she's reaching out for help. She's desperate, and that's what I think Lori's picking up on. This woman was in a pretty rough marriage, and she felt powerless to do anything about it. And she's earthbound because there's just still a lot of lack of forgiveness that is holding her there. She closed her heart. She completely shut her heart center down in order to deal with the pain of the life. And so that's really sort of closing your heart center down. And when your heart center is down, you know, that's where you create from. And so you're not you're not having the easy time that you would like to manifest a new position for yourself because your heart's not wide open. This woman's stuck belief was, I'm not lovable, and you've taken that on because your life lesson in this lifetime is boundaries. And so you just let her kind of come in and sort of take over, and she believed that she wasn't lovable. So that makes it hard for you to project how great you are to find another job. So let's find all of this woman's energy. Close your eyes, Eva, and look inside your body and out in your field and find all of this woman's energy. And it just looks like old areas of stuck energy. And I want you to ask the angels to send her energy to the light to get it out of your body, out of your field. And then I want you to tell this woman that she needs to forgive. She needs to forgive her husband who cheated on her, or who was abusive or whatever it was that he did. She needs to forgive him. She needs to forgive herself for staying in that relationship and settling for less than she deserved. Okay? And then what I want you to do is I want you to pretend like you're looking at yourself in a mirror. And when you do this, you'll see this woman, and she's just overshadowing you almost like a suit of old clothes. And I want you just to gently blow on the mirror and blow her away. Good job. And Eva, you receive blessings for actually writing in. Your blessings for today are release from overwhelm and renewed faith in yourself. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. And I hope that helps. Thank you for writing in.
We got to go.
Okay. So it's been a great show today. It was good to be back with you guys. And look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. And this is the Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Have a fabulous week. Ciao.